Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that our Independence Day holiday came and went, and it's already July 9th and 10th. The summer is already flying by. But as my grandparents used to say, Tommy, don't wish your life away. So we have a good part of July left and a good part of August. For my running friends, just want to put a big shout out to Paul Kirsch and friends. Last weekend, they put on a great race at Loon Mountain. And running up Walking Boss as opposed to skiing down. I experienced that for the first time. It was not easy, but it was a lot of fun. And as you're listening to this weekend's show, the next race in the Mountain Series is at Cranmore, and that will be Sunday, July 10th. For my more normal running friends, the last two races of the Capital Area Race Series is Bill Lutie 5-miler, and that will be next weekend, Saturday, July 16th. And the last race of the series where we give out the jackets is Saturday, July 30th, the so-called Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K. You'll have your fastest mile split because the first mile is downhill, and the last three quarters is uphill. So right within the same race, you'll have your fastest and slowest split of the year. Last week's show, we went from sports back to culture and arts. We had the Capital Center for the Arts here. A lot of great stuff going on at the Capital Center of the Arts, and I urge you to check out the Capital Center of the Arts website for all the great gems, you know, that come to Concord. Well, one of my passions is oral health and also veterans, but the ultimate passionate person when it comes to veterans is Renee Plummer. And Renee, thank you for joining me on July 9th and 10th. I know that you're incredibly busy with your own profession, but also this. So thank you. I know that it takes away from family time to do this. So thank you for coming in.
Well, you know, when we talk about veterans, I don't want anybody thanking me. I think about them and what they do. So even if I should be tired, I'm not going to ever say no to doing anything else to help our veterans.
Which is why she's affectionately known as Hurricane Renee. So we'll get to all that background and her background. But just I know people kind of, when they listen to this, they listen and then they go into their garage and whatever. So let's quickly start. You were on with me last week on Ken Kale's show on the Friday, and you did a great job making it clear that we understand that sort of the mantra of someone that's served our country or serving the country is to help, 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 and they're always the ones that are helping. So to some extent, when there's a time of need in their own lives, they're reluctant to reach out. So why don't you explain that and what Veterans Count is all about? Then we'll circle back with and fill in the details.
Well, and thank you again for the opportunity, because I know that you have demographics here that I just want to reach out and say, we're here to help you. So Veterans Count is part of the Easter Sales. We're part of a program, and there's a group of us that makes up. We have four chapters that are here in the state, and we are the ones that really raise the money. And what we look for, we do the outreach and as we are doing today, to ask people if they need help, please give us a call, because we have the care coordinators, and I always refer to them as the angels. So if you know anybody that needs help, I need to put you into the system. I need to know who you are. We have certainly our care coordinators, our angels are there, but we, the group of us, our boards, what we really do is we raise the money. So I'm not asking for money. I'm just asking for people. I'm asking for families. I'm asking for your neighbors. Anybody that needs help, I want you to give us a call. And I'm going to give you the number. And if you don't mind, Tom, I'm going to give it a few times.
Absolutely. Please do.
The telephone number is 603-315-4354. That's 603-315-4354. And Kristen Pitt says we'll be on the other side of that phone call. If you need us, please call us. And again, if I don't have you in the system, I can't help you. And how we help is, did your car break down? Is your transmission broken? Maybe you don't have a refrigerator. Maybe you have problems with paying your rent. Maybe you have medical bills. Maybe there's no food. And then we certainly get into mental health issues. At this point, we have about 110 soldiers who were very close to suicide, but because they were able to call that number, call Kristen Pitts and the care coordinators, they go to meetings, and we've gotten a lot of thank yous from themselves and certainly with their families. So that's what we do, and that's why I'm here. It's not about me. It's always about my military. And, of course, I just assume that they're all my children.
I love that expression. And the other night, June 25th, the event to benefits veteran count, very moving. And I think I'm pretty well connected. We called it Salute Our Soldiers, but I didn't realize the extent of the suicide issue, which
you
broadly alluded to. So what are the stats on that?
Well, you know that every day you have 22 soldiers that commit suicide. And I have to say, they have numbers that many of these soldiers, they're committing suicide before they go over. It's not when they come back, but they're committing suicide even before they're going over. You know, I am not a provider. I'm not a mental health person. So I always get very nervous when we're touching that subject of suicide. But like the other night, you heard Ryan Pitts, Medal of Honor recipient, talk about he needed help when he got home. So, and what he was saying to 350 plus people at the Service Credit Union headquarters in Portsmouth was, I needed help. If you need help, please call. I mean, he's a would be a great face for what Veterans Count does.
You could hear a pin drop that night when he was expressing that, and I don't think people realize the extent of the issue. And this kind of ties in one of the other programs I'm working on is with Justice Broderick on the six signs of mental health issues.
Change direction. Yes.
And I know I did a PSA for that, and of course a judge made a lot of impassioned educational talks, and it says if we can be aware of these things, that's really That's the key. And he was not aware of it with his son. He uses his own, personal experience. And so it was great that the evening at the Service Credit Union on June 25th was so educational. Let's just, on the Veterans Count, give us that number, and then I want to circle back to your background, Renee.
Okay. Her name is Kristen Pitts, the angel, one of the angels over at Easter Seals, and it's 315-4354. 603-315-4354. Please call us.
Please reach out. We're there to help. So your background is in real estate development, and I'm sure many other things. So tell us a little bit about that, what you've accomplished there, and then we'll segue back into the veterans.
Well, it was about 20 years ago, and there was a small group of us that got together to take the old Pease Air Force Base and had an opportunity to put up a building. And so the building was the first spec building in New Hampshire, 15 years. And my job really is the marketing. So what I did is I always thought, well, you always have to be in the Wall Street Journal as far as I'm concerned. So I read an article about a company in New Hampshire. The gentleman that wrote the article happened to be the editor for New England. And I picked up the phone and called him and I said, I think you should be doing an article on me. And he said, and who are you?
So, too funny.
So anyway, he did come up. I got him to come up 5 days later. He wrote an article, a big article in the Wall Street Journal. And now we are at almost 1 million square feet.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
And then I know you have family in the military and so forth. When did the passion for this come?
I have always had a passion. I mean, my father was World War II. I had brothers. my husband, brothers-in-law, family members. I have always had a passion. I would imagine when everybody was, you know, reading Nancy Drew, I was more into the Army and the, you know, the G.I. Joe.
World War II history.
Absolutely. So I've always had it. And, you know, being at Pease, the Air National Guard is there. And whenever they need anything, my husband Danny and I have always let them know, if you need anything, call us. So one of the gentlemen who was on our board, Rick Greenwood, Colonel Greenwood, came into my office and said, I want you to learn more about Veterans Count. And that's how it started.
Awesome. And of course, my experience with Veterans Count, I'm good friends with Larry Gammon and the Easter Seals, yes. And I would go to their breakfast. And, you know, it's a very simple concept, but if you think of it, you know, when a spouse is deployed, you know, the roof still leaks.
Yeah.
Grandma still gets sick. The kids still get sick. The driveway still needs to be plowed. Life goes on, and that has to be handled while you're worrying about someone being deployed. So the whole concept of how Veterans Count can help is awesome.
And, you know, a lot of these people, the families that are left home, probably because they are in a situation where they're so worried that their loved one is in Afghanistan, Iraq, or you know, even South Korea or any place in the world, they don't know how to navigate through things. So it's always good to have somebody there to help you. Take their hand, walk them through, and make it easier. And again, it's these Easter Seals people. They are just absolute angels. And I can't say enough. And that's why Veterans Count, that's why we have such a strong, strong board. Most of our board members are veterans.
Yeah, it's so compelling. So again, that number to talk to Kristen is 315-4354. After commercial break, I'd like to talk about Hospitals for Heroes. I listen to you on that, and I get jacked and pumped. So we'll talk about that after a commercial break. And please stay tuned with Renee and Tom and for more on Veterans Count and Hospital for Heroes. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio on this July 9th and 10th. Before we get back to my guest, the great Renee Plummer, just a reminder for my running friends. On Saturday, July 16th, we have the Bill Lutie 5-miler, named after the famous Concord area coach Bill Lutie, of course. He comes every year. And the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic ends the series on Saturday, July 30th, at which we'll announce the top winners, give out the jackets for those people that participated in 7 out of the 8 races, and name the top winners. Age group and other category winners will be notified offline. One of the things that has evolved in racing is if you don't start quickly with the awards, people are dissipating. Part of that is because people now, and this is a great trend actually, people are bringing, the moms and dads are bringing their young kids who get a little rambunctious and are trying to get moving it along. So hope to see everybody on the 16th and 30th of July, as well as later on today, depending on when you're listening to the show, either the 9th or the 10th, some of us will be running up and down Mount Cranmore. But more importantly, today is Renee Plummer. And Renee, give us the Veterans Count number again, and then I'd like you to review all the different events that are coming up.
Thank you. Yes. The telephone number is 603-315-4354. 315-4354. Please call us.
Reach out. I know that you're trained to help others, but every one of us from time to time is what I say, like sometimes you're a mentor, sometimes you're a mentee, sometimes you need to be helped, and sometimes you're a helper, but you should be encouraged, to reach out to Kristen at 315-4354. Okay, the upcoming events.
Thank you. And these are all, everything goes to Veterans Count. So August 19th, we have General David Petraeus. David Petraeus is going to be coming to the Music Hall August 19th. It will be an evening, and Jack Heath will be the, he will be the
MC,
the evening. So from 7:30, General Petraeus heard about what we have done. He is charging us nothing, zero. And he's doing this all for the veterans, which is huge.
Would you pause there for 1 minute? Which is, haven't you become, because of the success, you know, Hampshire oftentimes is like a good laboratory for, have we become like a national model for other states?
Yes. Thank you. That's what we're trying to do.
Perfect. Because obviously other states have the same needs that we do. We're a little smaller. We're more networked. So you pulled off a tremendous accomplishment. Other states, you know, be a little bit more difficult because it's more disparate. But I'm glad that we're a model, you know, for other states. Okay.
But the need is there.
Absolutely.
You know, the veterans and their families, they are there. They need, and we are here to provide. Okay, let's go back. So at the Music Hall, August 19th, we have General David Petraeus.
So if I want to buy a ticket, what do I do?
You call the Music Hall, or you can probably go online, and it's $20, $30, and $50. $20 for veterans and students, $30 regular admission, and $50. There are some like VIP section tickets. I don't know how many more of those are left, but that is we're very excited about that. October 19th at the Music Hall, Benghazi, the 13 hours, we are going to be showing the movie with Chris Paranto. He is one of the Army Rangers that was part of that book. And Tonto, as they call him, is a very good friend of Colonel Danny McKnight's from Black Hawk Down. Danny is a good friend of Veterans Count. He is coming up here, and he will be on stage on October 19th with Paranto, Tonto Paranto.
Is the Lone Ranger going to be there too?
Yeah, isn't that great? And so what they're going to do is we will show the movie. We break at one point. They'll go back up on stage. And I don't think Chris Paranto has done this type of situation. So he asked and he said, if I do it, Colonel, I want you to be with me. So he's coming in from Nebraska. Danny is coming in from Florida. And we'll have an evening with them. New Hampshire Motor Speedway, of course, thank you to Loudon, to the Speedway, because they always let us come in with our Veterans Count tent. Again, it's a big outreach that we do for the July race, July 15th through the 17th, and the September race.
So that's coming right up then.
Yes.
And so it's both the upcoming one in July, but in September.
Okay. And in September, and we are in Section B2. You will find us. And then, of course, on Veterans Day in November, we have the Eagles Auction. If you go on Veterans Count and look at the Eagles, we have about 45 Eagles. They're beautiful, beautiful painted Eagles that will be auctioned off again back at Service Credit Union in Portsmouth on the 11th of November. And so, that's all proceeds go to Veterans Count.
So August 19th for General Petraeus, October 19th for Benghazi, both of those things at the Music Hall, and then the Speedway, both for the July race coming in September, and then hit the Veterans Count website for the November Eagle event. Got it.
Thank you.
And this is how, you know, we can support Veterans Count. So one of the things I know is appalling is veterans having to be, you know, not being cared for at local hospitals. And I think you've been able to galvanize local hospitals. So tell us about that. And I know I was reading actually just this past Wednesday an article in the Wall Street Journal about the VA, and it was kind of a mixed bag of things. So tell us all the great things that you've accomplished in this area.
Well, what we would love to accomplish, I mean, so you were certainly a big part of it, Tom Raffio, and Northeast Delta Dental, because you've helped us out before. But we realize that our veterans are sent out of state. So, you know, we do not have a VA hospital. We don't need one. We have 26 hospitals here in the state of New Hampshire. We do not need it. We are saving money, actually, for the VA by doing this. So what we thought was, well, why don't we put together a group of hospitals and maybe have them sign up and say to veterans, you can come to us. So, Tom, you and I were talking with Jack Heath, Alex Walker from CMC, called in also. Alex is a former Marine. And our goal was to get all 26 hospitals signed up. And then Northeast Delta Dental jumped in and said that they would be a part of it.
Now let me just pause there for my veterans friend, Dr. Mitch Cray. I want to give a shout out to two veterans, Dr. Mitch Cray, who's a dentist that works for me at Northeast Delta Dental, and his partner, Dr. Greg Tracy, who also served our country. They've been handling triage cases with with veterans who just really are having trouble eating, sleeping, etc. If you're in that situation, call me directly, 223-1300. But please leave your name and phone number. Some of you have been calling in with very good information, except the key, not leaving your name and phone number. So I've had to kind of track you down. We do. Dr. Cray will see you. But for everybody, we also have a very inexpensive dental program. You go on our website, anydelta.com, and you go on to it, just click, and it's called the VADIP program, which just stands for Veterans Affairs Dental Insurance Program. I know a number of you have signed up, and those of you that can afford about, you know, $25 a month, that would be the way to go. Because the other thing is, even if Dr. Cray does a triage, you still have to take care of your teeth, you know, in the long run. So big shout out to Mitch and Greg. But that was just an offshoot of this bigger effort that you did with the hospital.
But it was certainly a huge part of it, because we would hear from veterans that are just, one gentleman, I know his name is Dennis from Manchester. What happened to him is he had spinal stenosis, had to get on the van in Manchester. He had an appointment at 11 o'clock down in West Roxbury, and the van didn't leave till 3 or 4 o'clock, you know, to come home. So he took the day off. 7:30, 8 o'clock, the van left. He went in for a 20-minute appointment, had to wait all day and come back. Now, why couldn't he go to Catholic Medical Center? Why couldn't he go to Elliott? So we did a reach out. Steve Annan, who is the executive director of New Hampshire Hospital Association, went ahead and got in touch with all of the other hospitals, as did Alex Walker, and all of them have signed up. Now we are just waiting for Health Net, who is really holding the strings here, to turn around and say, okay, we will go ahead and accept this pay them. You know, so we've done our job. Senators Ayotte and Senator Shaheen are waiting for the people from Health Net to have a conversation. And let's do what we do well here in the state of New Hampshire.
And that's the great thing about New Hampshire. You can make things happen. This all literally on the dental side, this happened on commercial break while I was running to a meeting. But the whole point is, this hospital, this is like common sense. I know common sense isn't always common, but I'm so glad that
And I know a lot of people, oh my God, God blesses them because they're so smart, but they have no common sense. And this is actually one of the great parts of looking, if you want to look at no common sense, look at this whole situation. It doesn't make sense. Why are we doing this to these veterans? I'm not saying anything bad about the VA. I know a lot of people that can maneuver their way through it, but there are so many more that don't, and they can't stand up for themselves. So I can stand up for them. Tom, you can stand up for them. Alex Walker can. So we have to do this for them, and I have no problem putting my mouth out there, yelling and screaming, and getting this done.
No pun intended. But you're right. You have to. In today's healthcare world, I mean, this is what I've done for my whole life since 1978, and sometimes I'm confused with how the healthcare system works. So you throw an older veteran that has a situation, in the case of the dental, to get treated at the VA, you have to prove somehow that your dental issue occurred during active service, which is impossible.
And what is it? Altieri? Was it Terry that did the same thing?
Right. Another
veteran. He has no more pain because of you.
A big shout out to Mitch Curry. So I want to thank you for that effort, as well as Jack's effort in that. And let's give a final 30 seconds plug to veterans to call, Veterans Count.
Again, please. And if it's not you, if it's your family, or if there are neighbors, call us. Veterans Count, 315-4354. 603-315-4354, Kristen Pitts. And please call us.
Veterans, I know you're used to helping people, but we can help you. And again, everybody else out there, go to the General Petraeus event on August 19th, or the Benghazi event on October 19th at the Music Hall, Motor Speedway coming up in July and September, and then the Eagle event. You can get that on Veterans Count website, and that's how we can help by raising funds for Veterans Counts. Renee, thank you for all you do for not only veterans, but for every one of us in New Hampshire. It means so much.
No, don't thank me. This is what we should do.
Great. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.